Illinois Public Media News. This is 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Oriana. It's Wednesday, July 16th. Coming up, much of Michigan forests were damaged by a massive ice storm in March. Now officials are scrambling to clean up thousands of acres of broken trees and dead limbs. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois is one of 24 states suing the federal government over its decision to withhold nearly $7 billion in education funding. The U.S. Department of Education is reviewing some grants because it alleges some of the funding goes to, quote, subsidize a radical left-wing agenda. The money is used for after-school programming, literacy initiatives, and teacher training. The lawsuit alleges that the Trump administration is violating the Constitution by withholding money already awarded to the states. Illinois officials have said the state is waiting for more than $200 million. Emergency hospital visits for tick bites are on the rise nationwide this year. That's according to new data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. IPM's Stephanie Mosqueda has more on how people in the area are protecting themselves.
Urbana resident Greg Jayel often goes for walks in Meadowbrook Park with his dog, Dino. Earlier this summer, he says he noticed several ticks crawling up his shoes. He decided to start using insect repellents.
I have my running shoes, my running shorts, and my running socks treated with permethrin. And then I typically will spray myself with just a little bit of DEET too before something with DEET in it before I go running.
Jayel says Dino takes a monthly tick and flea preventative for pets. The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District also recommends people stay away from tall grass and walk in the center of park trails. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, IPM News.
Federal banking regulators voted yesterday to start the process of rolling back a law that requires banks and other lending institutions to provide loans to low and moderate income communities. The Community Reinvestment Act was originally passed in the 1970s to address historic redlining in minority communities. Jane Doyle is Senior Regulatory Policy Associate at the Chicago-based Woodstock Institute. She says Illinois will be insulated from the federal action because it passed its own law a few years ago. That came after public radio station WBEZ and City Bureau published a story about lending in Chicago.
And the big headline statistic out of that article was that there was one majority white neighborhood that had received more investment than all majority black neighborhoods in Chicago combined.
The federal law has been updated multiple times since the 70s, and recently in 2023, when Biden-era regulators expanded it beyond brick-and-mortar banks to include online banks and mortgage companies. Yesterday, board members of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation voted to start the process of unwinding those updates. Starting next month, the Urbana Free Library will be adjusting its hours to undergo renovations. The library is remodeling its ground floor play area and the first floor with new carpeting and furniture. On Mondays through Thursdays, the building will be open from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., opening an hour late and closing an hour early. The library will have similar changes in hours on Saturdays and will be open from an additional hour on Sundays. Lindsay Taylor manages communications for the Urbana Free Library. She says the project will help upgrade parts of the library, and I've been around for decades.
We're excited to, you know, honor the history of the library while modernizing some of those spaces and, you know, working toward being able to stay a fixture and a resource in the community for many years to come.
Taylor says a renovation is expected to wrap up by the end of 2025. Still to come, much of Michigan's forests were damaged by a massive ice storm in March. Now officials are scrambling to clean up thousands of acres of broken trees and dead limbs. That story coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast. And now a look at your forecast. According to the National Weather Service for today, Wednesday this morning, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, mostly sunny at 92 degrees and calm wind. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy at 71 degrees. Tomorrow on Thursday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, partly sunny at 82 degrees and a gentle breeze. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy at 64 degrees with a light breeze. Friday, a chance of showers, partly sunny at 82 degrees with a light breeze. Friday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy at around 69 degrees and calm wind.
Next time on the 21st Show, the restaurant chain Red Lobster emerged from bankruptcy last year with new ownership and a new CEO. He is Demola Adamalekun, a 36-year-old immigrant who spent part of his childhood in central Illinois. We'll talk about the changing restaurant business, his plans for the company, and his childhood memories of eating at the Red Lobster in Springfield. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Stephanie Orellana. An ice storm early this spring cracked and knocked down trees across an estimated 3 million acres in northern Michigan. Months later, parts of the forest floor are still covered with sticks and debris from downed trees. As Harvest Public Media contributor AJ Jones reports, timber industry and environmental officials are rushing to salvage what they can.
A large track harvester is clearing a field of damaged trees in this state forest near Kaler. Billy Wagner is one of the operators at Precision Forestry, a company that's working to help clean up after the historic ice storm.
The ones that are still standing, most of the tops are on the ground, so we'll cut the main tree down, delimb that, and cut that to length, and then grab the top.
The early spring storm left over 145,000 people without power across northern Michigan, some for more than a week. It also caused property damage across the region. Tricia St. Pierre is a forester with the State Department of Natural Resources. As she drives through surveying the damage, St. Pierre explains how the ice storm ravaged a big portion of the state's forests.
Just over 900,000 acres, which is almost a quarter of the state forest that we manage.
Forest land is a big deal here. Michigan's forests contributed over $26 billion to the economy, according to the latest numbers. It also contributed directly to over 40,000 jobs. State officials and private foresters are rushing to salvage what wood they can. Michael Jacobson is a professor of forest resources at Penn State. He says salvage logging helps extract some profit from damaged forests.
The idea is that there's probably still some value in the trees, even if they've broken off at the tops. You know, some of the wood could be used for low-value uses like biofuels, fuel wood, other new products that are coming in that could be used from wood.
But clearing debris and broken trees is also important for forest health. Jacobson says doing this well takes expertise and can help protect the long-term health of the forest.
Generally, with salvage logging, it doesn't mean that you're taking out everything. And if you do it well with a good forester, you'll be able to leave important trees that are important for environment or wildlife, and also protect the soils.
And a critical part of protecting forest health after damaging storms is to clean up dead wood before invasive species get a foothold. In Michigan, that includes bark beetles, which can spread oak wilt and other diseases that kill trees. Simeon Wright, a forest health pathologist with Michigan's Department of Natural Resources, says it's urgent to protect the wider forest.
As soon as there's broken material on the ground that hasn't dried out yet, those bark beetles can successfully reproduce in those materials and start to build higher populations that can overcome the defenses of healthier trees.
Back in Tricia St. Pierre's state vehicle, she says there's a lot of work still left to do. She says it's hard to know what the long-term consequences of the storm will be for Michigan's forests.
So we haven't really seen the impacts of a storm in this capacity. Natural disturbance on a large scale is a very natural part of the forest, of the environment. Forest succession kind of depends on those disturbances, but something this scale, being from an ice storm, that's unprecedented for us.
This crew is removing and knocking down leaning trees, which they call widowmakers. Michigan's parks were able to open before the summer vacation season, but they still have thousands of acres to clear. For Harvest Public Media, I'm AJ Jones.
Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by me. Reporting today contributed by Katie O'Connell, Stephanie Mosqueda, Tanya Ott, Anna Coe, and AJ Jones. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Stephanie Orellana. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.